Letter 46. When the book you promised me has arrived. I opened it meaning to read at my leisure, intending only a taste, then the thing itself coaxed me on and on. How eloquent it is you may judge from this. It felt light in my hands, though its bulk was not like mine or yours. At first glance it might have passed for Livy or Epicurus. But it held me, pulled me along with such sweetness that I read it straight through without stopping. The sun was inviting me out, hunger was nagging, clouds were threatening rain, still I drained it to the last drop. Too, I was not merely entertained, I rejoiced. What talent the book showed, what spirit, I would have said, what bursts of force. If it had rested now and then, if it had risen up at intervals, as it was, there were no bursts, it was one sustained pull. The style is manly and clean, and yet that sweetness, that gentleness in the right place, kept appearing through it. You are large, you stand tall. Hold on to that, keep walking that way. The subject matter did some of the work too, which is why one should choose a subject that is fertile, that gives talent room and spurs it on. 3. I will write more about the book when I have gone over it again, for now my judgment is not settled, it is as if I had heard it rather than read it. Let me examine it too. You have nothing to fear, you will hear the truth. What a lucky man you are, to own nothing that would make anyone lie to you from this far away. Except that by now we lie even when the reason for lying is gone, purely out of habit. Farewell.